Wintrust Business Lunch. Terry Savage on a Wednesday, the syndicated financial columnist and the author of the book Social Security Horror Stories. Protect yourself from the system and avoid clawbacks. Hi, Terry. Welcome back.
Hi. Speaking of that, we had a conference with some very high-level officials at Treasury. It appears the Treasury Secretary is looking into this whole issue of clawbacks, and I'm optimistic that maybe something will be done.
For those of you that don't know exactly what we're talking about and may have missed the 60 Minutes piece as well that you were featured on or don't know about your book, you have written and talked a lot about what? Fill us in on that.
Social Security is just messed up. That's the nicest way to talk about it. And over the years, they've made a lot of mistakes. In fact, $21.6 billion worth of mistakes. And a couple of years ago, they decided they should claw back the money that they've determined mistakenly, sent out to seniors and disabled people. Now, some of that was people who get public pensions should have an offset, but there was never a system set up so that those public pensions would be reported to Social Security, so they paid out full benefits. Sometimes they say, 20 years ago, you were over the disability income limits for a month or two, and so we're clawing back the fortune. It hits people at the worst time. And it started with an email or a post on my blog from one of our listeners or one of my readers of my column across the country. I wrote a column, and then I just was inundated with people who said, I'm alone, I'm old, they've stopped my benefits, they told me I owe them $18,000. Yeah. Now, I think the Treasury Secretary is actually the whole boss of Social Security, although there's a new administrator now. And I think they're going to work together. I've asked them, my co-author and I, Larry Kotlikoff, who is, by the way, the guru of Social Security. He wrote the original best-selling book, Get What's Yours from Social Security, and he has a wonderful software at MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. Oh, remind me to tell you something in a minute. But anyway, here's what we've asked for. They can't go back 25 years. They've done that. 18-month limitation for clawback of their own mistakes.
Yeah.
A due process hearing, not just some nameless one of 10,000 representatives on a phone saying, no, we're going to turn down your request for a waiver, due process, and finally reinstate all benefits that they've suspended while they get around to figuring out whether they're going to grant a waiver. So I'm very hopeful that we will make a significant difference. And by the way, on that subject, so an accountant I know in town called me and said, I have this woman and here's her story. It's about Social Security. And she doesn't think she's getting the right benefit. And her attorney's on the phone too. And I said, we have to go to MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. Let me know how it works out. We don't know whether, I mean, now we know that Social Security made horrible overpayment mistakes. But they've never talked about maybe they made underpayment mistakes. And so I got a call this morning saying, oh my goodness, she was being underpaid. And the people at MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com are going to work with her to get back to Social Security and make sure she gets the correct higher payment that she's owed. She's a widow, I think.
Will they make up the difference?
Well, I don't know. Boy, I'm going to be absolutely looking forward to hearing about that.
You know, this is real time. Making me feel nervous. Like, I don't check the receipt when I leave the grocery store to make sure I got charged the right amount for the right things. But relative to your Social Security, I don't know what the receipt is, but it'd be nice to know if you're getting overpaid or underpaid.
And according to Larry, and who's done this, you know, it's a $39 program. What I'm trying to do is get Social Security to buy it from him for a modest amount.
Tell them to use it. Yeah.
Let them use it, and they wouldn't be making these mistakes. They could fire thousands of people. Just do the right software, because it's been clearly proved that their software is faulty. Their records are faulty. You can't get through to talk to them. Well, I'm singing this tune for the last 6 months now, but I'm pretty excited because I think some parts of it will get changed.
Boy, the change you will make in people's lives, Terry, not that you haven't already, will really be profound.
Thanks. That's what I'm. That's why I'm keeping my fingers crossed here.
TerrySavage.com is her website. Okay, so Terry's on the line, and markets are just a little there these days, Terry.
I've often wondered whether it was easier to forecast the weather or the stock market. And just judging by Tom Skilling, the beloved Tom Skilling,
yes.
I think there's more longevity to weather forecasters than stock market forecasters.
I think they're...
I can think of gurus going back 30 or 40 years as long as Tom's been forecasting. I mean, oh my goodness. Joe Granville, anybody old enough to remember that? Bob Prechter, anybody old enough to remember that? Abby Joseph Cohn. So many forecasters. Elaine Garzarelli. Boy, I'm digging into the memory pit.
Yeah, but I think it's what you're reminding us, though, is that the technology has changed so that weather forecasters can see. They can tell you county by county, block by block. But, oh, that we would have that sort of technology looking ahead as to when the market's going to change or when an equity is going to move outside of insider trading. Terry, lots of calls, lots of text messages. What else do you want to do?
Well, just let me say that I sent out my newsletter yesterday. You know, I write a newsletter whenever I'm in the mood. And I've decided I should be more disciplined about that. So I sent one out yesterday, mostly recapping some recent columns because I have subscribers from all over the country. They may hear me on late night radio and some shows and stuff like that. So I sent out a letter, and at the bottom of it, I had an interesting conversation. I was driving yesterday, and I thought, I'm going to pick up the phone and call Denise Schull, a woman who I have respected forever. She created this whole concept of neuropsychology and investing, and she has a book called Market Mind Games. In fact, well, that's another long story. But anyway, I talked to her, and I said, so what do you think? It's been a long time. It must be 2 years since we've talked. And she said, right off the bat, she said, well, Terry, remember, new highs breed new highs. And I just stop and think about it. And she went on to say that when the market is making new highs, as it's been and can sort of continues to do, when the market makes new highs, people who are already invested are really happy. They're not looking to sell. Remember, she deals with the psychology of the market. And she says those who are not invested are really annoyed, but basically they're just looking for a place to get in and buy. And she noted, it will take some exogenous event to make everyone decide to sell at once. Something, I said, like what? She said, it could be political, it could be global, whatever it is, but it will take some big an event outside the market to make everyone decide to sell at once. And by definition, those events are unpredictable. So don't fight the trend, was her comment. In other words, I think if I had pressed her, she would have said, yeah, the market's going higher until it's not. But at the end of my letter, I said, okay, but let me add quickly. When markets fall, they drop faster than when they rise. So if you are at the stage of life of approaching retirement or in retirement, don't get lulled into complacency. Gosh, there was a wonderful article. Fidelity's 401k accounts are coining millionaires. The number of millionaires in their 401ks are up 10% year over year. But the fact is, bear markets decline roughly 50% on average. Young workers, hey, that's great if you have a bear market. Mm-hmm. You keep contributing that $350 out of each paycheck, yeah, and you're buying stocks or funds at bargain prices. But if you're in retirement, well, maybe you still want to be invested in the market to offset future inflation for growth, but maybe you need a little more chicken money on the sidelines and look at six-month T-bills at over 5.3%. That's the end of the Savage Truth for the day.
Yeah, no kidding. That's good stuff. It's 12:23. Let's pick up a couple of phone lines here. We'll start with Chris. You're on WGN. Chris, what's your question for? Hold on a second, Chris. I hit the wrong button. I think Chris is right. You'll do it, Pete. Thank you. Chris, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm a fan of Terry Savage, and I just saw you at the AARP convention, and you were a keynote speaker. You're amazing. Anyway, my question is this, and I think you're going to yell at me, but that's okay. How would you go back if you had multiple employees researching if you left the 401k there, money?
Did you leave a 401k somewhere, or do you have multiple 401ks that you left in a lot of places?
Second.
Oh, well, that, okay. Have you gotten any mail from those previous employers?
I have not.
All right. But you did, and you worked for them. You need to contact the company, ask for the HR department, and make sure that they haven't turned that money over to the state, which, because you haven't done anything with it, they might have done. Are these small businesses or large?
All of them are large, but two of them either have merged or are non-existent.
Whoa. And you never got any mail? You didn't give them your... Okay, lesson one for everybody. I'm not yelling at you. When you leave your old employer, do a rollover. Go to terrysavage.com under columns. Put the word rollover. Gives you instructions how to call them and directly transfer it to Fidelity or Vanguard and just, you know, buy that Standard & Poor's 500 index fund. Don't leave your 401k behind. No reason to do that. Now, in this case, you must contact the company. And I hope you didn't lose all this money.
How is it possible that you would lose the money, though, if it was in a 401k?
Well,
you might not find it, but it's still somewhere, isn't it?
So, are you an Illinois resident?
I am.
Okay. So the treasurer's website is iCash, the Illinois treasurer. The website is icash.illinoistreasurer.gov. The letter I, C-A-S-H, .illinoistreasurer.gov. For those companies that might have gone out of business, not known where to send your money, it might have been sent to the Illinois Unclaimed Properties site. So do me a favor, go there and call us back next week and let us know if you found any there. Otherwise, go back to the corporate. There's got to be some leftover some new company that was formed where that money was rolled over. It's protected under pension law, but it could be escheated. That's a great word. E-S-C-H-E-A-T-E-D. Escheated to the state if they can't contact you.
Wow. Okay. Good luck to you. Stay in touch, and thanks for the call. Terry, you want to take more calls?
Ready to go.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Diana, what can we do for you? You're on with Terry. Hi.
Hi there. Well, I'm such a big fan, John, of you and Terry.
Oh, great.
But I do have a question.
Yep.
Okay, so we are retired, and we have Aetna Advantage Insurance. And I know she's talked so much about that, and the deadline for changing to Medicare is March 31st. But we called our organization, and they said, well, we're a group, and that's single people with single programs. Is there a difference?
There can be a difference if is your Advantage program through a union, for example, or a corporate retirement program?
Yeah, big federation of police.
Oh, okay. Well, they have a lot of clout. I don't think any major insurer wants to screw around with that. And part of it is some of these plans, Advantage plans, are well negotiated, well organized, and they're even PPOs, which means instead of you being restricted, is that what you have, a PPO also, where you can choose?
I do.
Okay, then you can stick with that. What really I'm worried about is all the people who answer those late night TV commercials or those phone calls. You should be getting free dental, free this, free that. You have no power in that. So don't worry about this particular plan. When you have a union, typically it's a union retiree plan negotiating it, they're going to give you the power so that the insurer will hold up their end of the bargain.
Well, now you've relieved my mind so much, Terry. Thanks.
Okay, good.
Thanks for the phone call. I'm glad you were able to join us. In fact, this letter, this listener said, I received Terry's newsletter and appreciate the section on widows. Two dear friends, younger than 65, recently became widows. So just a note of appreciation for you there, Terry.
Thank you. I was, just so you know, John, I was reviewing my good friend Alexander Armstrong's sixth edition of her book. It came out first in 1993, and I wrote a cover blurb for it back then saying, if someone you know becomes a widow, don't send flowers, send this book. So she and her co-author have updated. It's about the financial issues and the emotional issues that widows face, and how it's all current and updated with technology and so forth. But the emotional issues are pretty hard. I wrote in my column that will run this weekend, actually, so you're getting a preview of that, that I know some widows, now given the fact that we're all getting older, in Chicago, women who were very powerful women on their own, often married to very powerful men, but women who I never would have expected would be in such an emotional and financial meltdown at the death of their spouse. And so I recognize this is a big issue, and the facts are the facts. Women outlive men by 3 years. So I highly recommend Alexandra Armstrong's new book, On Your Own, A Widow's Guide.
Hey, Terry Savage, I applied for FAFSA for my son a few weeks ago, and it still says pending. Are they all delayed?
This is really important. A little background. FAFSA always started in September, or in the last recent years did. Then they decided to make it easier, smoother, more technologically appropriate, so you could download your tax return, which you were always able to do more quickly. And in the process, they messed up the whole FAFSA application. Applications which used to open in September did not open till December 31st. And when they did, there are 18 million FAFSA applications every year. They're so backed up. You have to get up in the morning, make sure that you've filed, keep checking to make sure it's pending. Once they process the form, send it out to all the schools to which you've applied. At that point, you applied to the University of Illinois, the University of Iowa, the University of Wisconsin, whatever it is. They're all going to get this FAFSA form, on which they will base their financial aid packages. In ordinary years, they'd be sending out those aid packages now as they receive the FAFSA completed forms. But families can't decide. Suppose I want to go to X university, they're only offering this, but Y university is offering a full ride. You have to wait till you get all these offers, and the schools can't make their offers till they know, have a better look at all the FAFSA forms. So it looks like it'll all be delayed a month. Now, if it's still pending, you might want to check and find out why. Is it because of a delay in processing because they're so busy, or is there some information missing? So sign into your account and make sure there's no message that says, wait, you did this wrong, or there's missing information. Long story, but it's really a problem for families of high school seniors right now.
Yeah, that's a big deal. It's 12:40. Let's go to Bev. You're on WGN Radio with Terry Savage. How can we help you, Bev?
Hi, yes. I had worked for Montgomery Wards for about 10 years, and then I had a pension, and then I tried to get my pension after I retired. Well, obviously, they went out of business, and then I understand that GE Capital took over, so I contacted them, and they said they had no record of me. And then I tried another company, I guess IGA or something like that, with the government.
She just clicked out. She's going to hopefully be able to get back in. Presuming that she's still listening, what can you tell us?
Yeah, this is always a problem. There is the pension guarantee, which I think she was talking about, at the federal government. The problem is if the records are lost. And Montgomery Wards is so long ago. But the money theoretically should be there. The answer is, post that question on my Ask Terry blog and let me do some detective work, okay?
I can't give you an answer right off the top. That's not the first call we had today from somebody worried about having lost pension monies.
Yeah, and this is really important. 15, 20 years ago, people just coasted. And they didn't have responsibility for 401ks and so forth. The biggest responsibility you have to your money is to be organized. Gosh, you've heard me say that so many times. And when you leave a company behind, do a rollover. In the olden days, people worked for one company and got a gold watch. Now you're likely to work for three or four companies. You need to do a rollover, IRA, directly. Instructions again at terrysavage.com. Look in the columns for rollover, and don't leave those things sitting around, because you can lose track or the company can merge, and boy, it's tough. And I would also tell this woman to look at iCash at illinoistreasurer.gov, because if she was an Illinois resident, I saw the latest figures. There's $2.5 billion in unclaimed property sitting at the treasurer's office. So that's the first start.
331 says, "Hey, Miss Savage, I've got a T bill for $4,000, ending on March 7th, 2024, giving me 5.537%. Would it be wise to roll it over? If you agree, do I get the same percent?"
No, you don't get the same rate. You get whatever rate is set at auction that week. And right now the rates are down around 5.33%. How you roll it over, though, is important, and you want to do that if it's coming up. You go into your Treasury Direct account and you click on Manage Securities, and then you click on that particular Treasury bill that's maturing on March, whatever it was, and you click Automatic Renewal. And you can do that two or three times with six-month T-bills, and you'll get whatever the rate is. It's guaranteed to be the best market rate because it's set by a global auction of companies and pension funds and so forth lending money to the U.S. government. And if you don't need the money, yes, by all means, roll it over. Otherwise, the $4,000 will drop back into your account, and then you'd have to go through the process of buying again. But if you do an automatic rollover, then the interest will drop into your account on the day after you renew it, and you'll have $4,000 riding again in treasury bills.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. More of your questions answered from Terry, but let's take care of some other business news. Here's Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. The American Dental Association appears ready to move its Chicago headquarters from Streeterville to the southern end of the Magnificent Mile. Cranes reports ADA is planning to sell its headquarters building to Lurie Children's Hospital. The 23-story building is at 211 East Chicago, adjacent to Lurie. No specifics about the sale price have been released. The dental group is planning to move to 401 North Michigan and is finalizing a lease agreement for that location. It's been headquartered on Chicago Avenue since 1965. Another pickleball company is preparing an expansion into the Chicago market. Pickleball Kingdom is actively looking for a location for its first local facility. The company currently has two locations in Arizona and Texas and has plans to open a dozen other clubs across the U.S. Pickleball Kingdom features professional-grade courts, state-of-the-art lighting, sound systems, and other amenities. No timeline for the expansion has been disclosed. A new pickleball facility opened recently in Naperville, and six new pickleball courts are now open in Grant Park. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
Thank you, Steve. That sounds like a real good deal. Sorry. What do you think, Mayor?
Was that it?
Worth the effort? Here's the business of food with Steve Alexander.
Thank you, and let's play Name That Tune. Ready? We don't often hear that group on WGN, and I'll tell you why you're hearing it today after I thank the Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Okay, a little more of the clue.
You know I'm a dreamer.
Yeah, this is one of those, if you know, you know. And here's someone who does.
Hi, it's Rebecca Clark with the Illinois State Fair.
She's the manager of the Illinois State Fair, which is the state's annual celebration of agriculture, kind of the Agapalooza, with a little music thrown in.
Yeah, we've been starting to roll out our concert announcements for the 2024 Illinois State Fair, and we announced that Motley Crue will be coming to the Illinois State Fair on Saturday, August 10th.
Tonight!
Motley Crue, they've been around a while.
40-plus years. It's crazy.
Yeah, some of those were pretty hard-lived years and kind of makes you wonder.
You know, these are legends. I don't know how much longer Motley Crue is going to be able to perform live. I know they just wrapped up an awesome arena tour, but definitely makes me wonder, you know, this might be my last chance to see it on an affordable scale.
Okay, Motley Crue coming this summer to the State Fair grandstands.
We have several more concert announcements ahead of us, but tickets to see Motley Crue go on sale on Saturday at 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster.com.
Most people will attend the fair for reasons other than Motley Crue. 707,000 showed up last year. The grandstands hold only 14,000.
It's definitely that shiny toy that gets everyone's attention and starts to get everyone excited. The grandstand is absolutely a fantastic added bonus for our fairgoers.
You know, Rebecca, for a lot of us, the fair is about food. What is your favorite food or beverage at the state fair?
That's very easy. I, every day, will have an apple cider slushy with ice cream. It's the most refreshing thing after a long, hot summer day on the fairgrounds.
Rebecca Clark, manager of the Illinois State Fair. From the farm to your belly, today's National Chocolate Souffle Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.
By the way, just a postscript to what Steve Alexander was talking about a moment ago on the Business of Food. I see that via Ticketmaster at 10 a.m. Saturday, the tickets go on sale at $88 to $165 for Motley Crue. Jason Isbell's also going to be there. And the 400 unit with Ashley McBride, among others. That's all at the Illinois State Fair. Okay, Chicagoans, are you or a loved one living with diabetes or pre-diabetes, and you want to improve your health and well-being? Illinois Pathways to Health invite you to join their next Take Charge of Your Health workshop. This is around diabetes. Register now for this free six-week Take Charge of Your Diabetes workshop. It starts March 18th. And the best part, it's from the comfort of your own home. Once a week, you'll meet via Zoom with trained leaders. They'll guide you through the workshop, teaching you the skills to help you feel better and get back to the things you want to do. Learn how impacting, learn low-impact exercises, skills to menu plan and read food labels, strategies to reduce pain, fatigue, and depression, and so much more. Register for this free Zoom workshop or find an event near you at ilpathwaystohealth.org. That's ilpathwaystohealth.org. Or call this number, 708-853-5433. 1252 on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Terry Savage is on the phone, or on the line. You're on the phone. Terry, more calls, okay?
Yes, let's go.
Mark, you're on WGN with Terry. What's your question? Hi.
Terry, how you doing?
Good.
I early 23, I donated, I put in the max amount of contribution I could to my health savings account. And then I retired in 23 at the end of April. Will I still be able to write that contribution off?
That's iffy. And I don't know the answer to that. I'd have to get somebody from TurboTax to answer. The fact is, once you can still have your contribution, but have you started taking Social Security is the question.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. That's still a write-off. You got the whole year contribution. You made it up front. I'm 99% sure, but ask your accountant that that's still a write-off for you.
Good luck. Thanks for the call. Hey, Terry, I have $400,000 in my 401k plan. I'll be retiring this December. I'm converting the plan into a Roth. What's a good strategy in doing the conversion all at once or $100,000 a year?
Are you sure you want to do that? Have you looked at all the implications? Why would you pay taxes now instead of later? You could do a rollover. First of all, you probably unlikely to be able to do your 401k directly to a Roth. You'd have to do it to a rollover IRA and then convert to a Roth. And that huge hunk of income, $400,000, on which you will pay ordinary income taxes in a higher tax bracket, will also impact your Medicare Part B premiums and Part D premiums. You need to go to a financial planner. Not only just an accountant, but a financial planner can show you the implications. You may at some point want to convert some to a Roth IRA, but you also need to have money outside your retirement account to pay for the taxes. Otherwise, you're just eating yourself alive. So you've heard me say it before, WealthRamp.com. My friend Pam Kruger, I get nothing out of this, has set up like a Match.com for fee-only fiduciary, carefully vetted financial advisors. And they're not just talking about investments. They're talking about the whole big picture of your retirement income, your taxes, your estate plan, and so forth. So just don't make a decision like that without getting some good advice.
I'm 69. If I collect my Social Security, will I be taxed on the increased income?
Well, that depends on your tax bracket, but don't backpedal.
I want to reword that question. Will it be counted as income? And the answer is yes, right?
Yeah, it is. And up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxed as ordinary income, depending on your total income bracket. But first of all, wait till you're 70 to collect Social Security. It's an 8% difference for the rest of your life in every check. So please wait till you're 70. And then if you're still working and you have high income, you're paying taxes on 85% of your Social Security benefits as ordinary income, but good for you. That means you're getting a lot of benefits. You have a lot of other income. Don't ever quit working to avoid paying taxes. That's just not a nonsensical way to approach things. It's a pain to pay taxes, but it's also a privilege, not because you're contributing to America or anything like that. The privilege is that you are making money, and that's good for you and gives you more financial security.
Gene, you're on WGN with Terry Savage. What can we do for you?
I love Terry, and I love John. Question.
Yes.
Terry, I'm Carrie, so I get prescriptions from a local pharmacy. They have treated me badly, and I want to know if I can change who I get my prescriptions from at this point.
Sure. Your Medicare, are you on Medicare Part D? It broke up a little there at the beginning.
Yes. Plan.
Okay, sure. Just check into your plan. Go online or call the number on the back of your card. There are many, many pharmacies, not just one, that will handle your Part D, the ones that are in the plan. I'm going to tell you something else. We just did a podcast. It'll be released soon on Friends Talk Money, and it was triggered by the fact that I have a friend who does not have drug insurance, walked into a Walgreens for just a gastrointestinal, you know, doctor gave him a quick prescription, and they said $109. I said, what? And so the pharmacist said, do you have GoodRx, the app? I said, oh, I sure do, knowing I could download it instantaneously. Anyway, it turned out to be $16.80. So we did a whole podcast, did a bunch of research into this. And the fact is, number one, you have multiple pharmacies in your Part D plan. There are also mail order pharmacies where if you order a 90-day supply, the price might be lower. And you might also look up some of these prescription drug plans like GoodRx, and you'll find out that maybe it won't count toward your deductible for your Part D drug, but it might be less expensive if it's a short-term kind of a
need. That's a lot less expensive. By the way, this conversation that we're having is podcast after the show, so later today, if you wanted to hear again what Terry has been talking about, just go to WGNradio.com. And on the John Williams page, you'll see podcasts, and all of this will be there. You can listen to it at your leisure and take your notes as you go. Terry, it's always nice to talk to you.
Oh, time flew. Thanks, John.
That's TerrySavage.com.